from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
This is the biggest disaster of a show open, and I love it.
Sports Talk Saturday.
Like, you wanted to have your discussion about, like, the sports movies thing and High School Musical being a de facto sports movie.
Yes, I did catch
which wind. Then drew the ire of Evan on Saturday last week.
Yeah, it had me making shots from the foot of the stage on an actual net. And after each shot was, he shoots, he scores. If I missed, the whole thing is derailed.
You are either Steph Curry or this whole thing is ruined.
Yeah.
On WGR.
I have personal. Evan, yeah. Do you take anything back?
No.
It's okay. He's dying on the hill. It's fine.
Sports Radio 550.
Welcome in another episode of Sports Talk Saturday here. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here with you on a lovely weekend. Father's Day tomorrow. Happy Father's Day to any and all that are involved, so to say.
Yes, happy Father's Day.
Yes, and also, you know, of course, anyone that is expecting, or, you know, even if their fathers had passed, like, of course, it's still, you know, it's still good to
honor. It's a celebratory day.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So just, or even like those that don't have a father, you know, you find a way to make the most of that day as well. So, you know, got to mention that sort of thing. All right. Now, with that warm greeting aside, playoffs stink.
Yeah.
They are trash. These two final series, trash. Like, yeah, the Mavs won last night. Woo, we get game five. You know what winning in five games is called? Short series.
Yeah, and it's about to happen.
Yeah. So.
A gentleman's sweep.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody calls that a good series at that point. It's still only five games. Which has been, oddly enough, basically the entirety of the Florida Panthers postseason, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, way to make things incredibly boring. Kudos to you for making them boring. I hate you.
Yeah, I have no rooting interest in the Panthers or the Oilers. Panthers specifically because our captain is on that team, and he knew vibes were off in the beginning of the season and it wasn't going to work, and, you know, didn't push to change or anything like that. Just, you know, we're going to roll with it and be mediocre again. And then you have the Oilers coach. How important is Stanley Cup experience?
You're treading into last week's booty cheek of the week territory.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
don't make me make fun of you.
No, why? Am I the...
You're soft if you think that that's a problem.
No, I don't think it's a problem.
Cheek of the week
he's got the full way to say it. Like, full... He can say whatever he wants. It's just like... I'm just kind of like, okay.
It wasn't even a shot. It was just historical anecdotes.
Yeah, you're right.
So, anyone...
Well, I can't, like, discredit him for saying it again. Yeah. Like, it's just...
But he used... He used something that was historically accurate. And now is... You mentioned those comments, though. Now is being very quickly thrown right back into his face because they have not won a game in the series.
No. And Florida's been kind of strong-arming them the entire time.
Well, let's not say that. Game one, it was Edmonton's puck.
Yeah.
Like, I watched the entirety of that game, and I thought to myself, if you're a player on the Oilers, you constantly come back to the bench and say, keep playing your game, keep playing your game, keep playing your game, because everything's going your way except for the puck going into the net.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it. That's, like, we're solving them.
Yeah.
We've had the puck.
Listen.
They're not throwing the body everywhere because they want to. They have to because they don't have the puck. And there were, like, three breakaways in that game. It was just the power play's getting great looks. And they just kept missing on some nice chances, too.
Yeah, they were kind of doing it to themselves on some points, yeah.
At the end of game one, you look at that game and go, okay, this could be a really fun series. Like,
you could see game seven happening.
Exactly. And they subsequently have scored a total of 3 goals.
I think I found the weakness, though, and that is Kyle Okposo. Because remember when the Sabres just absolutely routed them towards the end of the season when the hope was still alive?
Yep. It was... But
was that a Kyle Okposo team, or was he gone at that point?
He was gone post-deadline.
So that was that post-deadline? I don't remember.
Which team are you talking about?
The Edmonton Sabres or? Versus the Oilers.
Oh.
Like that series.
First of all,
that series.
First of all, the Sabres, for some strange reason, play Connor McDavid better than anyone
right.
else.
That's what I... Yeah, I'm trying to remember if that game
it's
was...
It's not even an Okposo thing. Ever since... I mean, granted, Okposo's been on the team for the entirety of the McDavid being drafted to Edmonton thing.
Well,
but
a couple of the Sabres... Former Sabres on the Panthers have, so.
But the thing is that Connor McDavid's points per game is lowest against Buffalo.
That's still remarkable. I can't quite wrap my head around that one.
That is a fun stat for you to have, and it's one of the strangest things you'll ever see in hockey. Kudos, though, to the Florida Panthers, because you created a team that is so complete and sound. And you also play with a style that dares the referees to become part of the game.
Yeah, right.
Sam Bennett is kind of being the jerk face that I think that Matthew Tkachuk is. Like, everyone talks about how much of a rat Matt Tkachuk is. It's actually Sam Bennett.
Yeah.
He's actually the problem. But the thing is that they're daring the refs to get over involved, I should say. And they're not. And that's not, I'm not saying that it's a good thing, but at the same time, it's not a bad thing to think about either, because what can you do if you're the other team? You want them to call the penalties, but a refereeing crew, they don't want to become the story, or at least you don't think they want to become the story. There are plenty of times where we've seen it where they just want to be because they're bored. But the Florida Panthers, as of right now, might be one of the most evil teams that there is in all of professional sports.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say that? The Panthers gave the Vegas Golden Knights 2/3 of their top line for their inception, which then went to a Stanley Cup, which then created the most obnoxious fan base and team social media account that we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Their fault for their incompetence. Now, spin it 6 years later, they lose to said Golden Knights, allowing the most insufferable fan base a Stanley Cup within 5 years of their creation, and now conveniently picked to be the most dominant team in hockey. Couldn't do this last year?
I guess not.
No.
I they couldn't do it when it was convenient. That's,
yeah, exactly.
To say the least, yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
You allowed the most obnoxious team and fan base to exist by helping give them their strong start for its creation with Riley Smith and Jonathan Marchessault. And then you lose to them when everyone wants you to win. And now that they're not in the picture, now you're the dominant force. Use a troll, Florida Panthers. Use a troll. And now also Buffalo fans are going to have to look at this team and go, why couldn't we have that? Why couldn't we have the team with all these parts, by the way, and success?
Coaching?
Coaching is one thing, but at the same time,
your players should, you know, you do have the pieces and the parts on the team.
At some point, you just got to turn back to the franchise and go, are we cursed? What did we do wrong? I know what we did wrong.
I think you might be cursed because...
Spiritually, I know what we did wrong.
Yeah, 100%.
I know what we did wrong.
Yeah. And you know what? You might be cursed because look at, as soon as Dylan Cousins isn't in a Sabres uniform, that guy plays lights out. But all season in that bubble in the Sabres uniform, he was not doing what he was paid to do.
Yeah, I just... But... Again, maybe, hopefully, things there with the Sabres can turn their trajectory.
Their new roof might actually, you know, steer vibes in the right direction. I don't know. grasping at straws
some,
there.
At some point, there's got to be something done. And the draft, by the way, just a couple weeks away.
Coming up.
2 weeks away.
Free agency on July 1st.
13 days away from day one of the NHL draft. That's on Friday the 28th. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday the 29th, several of us will be live at Harbor Center while you're here.
I'll be here.
With Brayton Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will be down at Harbor Center. Josh Schmidt will be there with me. TJ Luckman will be there with me as we rotate in because the three of us are playing in a second time in the 11-day power play.
There we go. So, live game coverage almost.
Yeah, we'll have some. We'll pick up some game coverage of who's skating at that moment.
Yeah.
But no, this is going to be the Sabres. All eyes should be on them now for what kind of move can they make? Because they need to do something monumental.
They've got to add a big piece.
They've got to add something. I don't even know if big piece is the right word here. If I get a middle six forward, that's a piece.
Yeah.
It's not a big piece, but it's a piece. Like, it's a significant thing that, like, it's well, a bigger deal.
You lost one when you lost Mittelstadt, and that was a solid middle six forward. So you're
Get yourself a top four defenseman.
You did.
And a young guy at that.
Who's on the up and up.
Who's on the up and played well with Dahlin, by the way. That's something to be measured upon.
Yeah, they both look like they were figure skating out there majority of the time.
And then when you put Byron with Yoki Haru, you learned, okay, that's not a fit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, Dahlin versus Yoki Haru any day. I feel like I'd rather be paired with Dahlin, you know?
But also, some players will stylistically play better. Owen Power does fine with Yoki Haru.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, you should just keep that as a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, he does fine there.
And he stopped scoring on himself, so that's awesome.
Yes. I mean, the bad luck was there.
Mm-hmm.
However, this team has a chance to make its move. They really do. But I'm not going to say time's running out. Free agency is not the play. Typically, when you get free agents, it's bad contracts, bad times. Nobody is happy. Except for the player's agent. Because even then, like, the player won't produce up to the contract that they signed. And, you know, there's frustration there, typically.
Yeah. See, my birthday is July 1st. And the biggest gift the Sabres could give is not make a splash, like a big, like what they think is that after they sell in the draft, they just get a free agent splash. That's so, what I'm not.
They're not
for.
Selling at the draft. They're not. Like, this is not a thing that they can do and get away with.
And Kevin Adams' history with drafting, I guess,
has been good.
Has been good with the prospect pool and things along those lines. But
that said, there's too many.
Mm-hmm.
Much of a good thing is never a good thing, and too many prospects is not a good thing for your NHL squad. When they're not able to break the lineup, because you already have the youngest team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we looking to lean further into the youth? This is a chance, though, for them to make their swing. It's going to be at the draft. Why? All of them will be on the floor. Everyone's going to be together. And that's how deals get made.
Right, you start chit-chatting off to the side.
You start chit-chatting. You walk up to a table and go, hey, what do you want to do here? And, like, you get into it.
Yeah, you go over to Brindamore and you're like, hey, can I have some of your Cheez-Its? You start talking. You know? Like, you're all in one spot. You give them the quick handshake. Small talk can lead to a business deal before you know it.
And that is the magic of the NHL draft, is that everyone's on the floor. Like, they're all there together. And
I wish the NFL was like that. Everyone's so in their chaotic draft rooms, and if they were all in one building together,
mm-hmm.
that would be just crazy. I would love that.
I loved that with the old format of the NHL drafts, of just everyone's just on the floor together,
mm-hmm.
And everyone is there. Like, your important player personnel decision makers are all there. Your GMs, your hockey ops, your coaches are there. Like, everyone's there, and they all march up on the stage and they give, like, 14-minute thank yous, and then they give their player pick. And then Tim Murray comes up and goes, Buffalo selects Jack Eichel. And then he leaves the stage.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, oh, thanks to Philadelphia for hosting, blah, 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 blah.
And congratulations to the Stanley Cup champions.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then
everybody starts booing
The only thing that I will ever give credit to Tim Murray for was just cutting through that nonsense and saying four words and then walking away. Buffalo selects Jack Eichel. Buffalo selects Sam Reinhart. Like, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
After that, though, that guy stunk.
Yeah.
That guy was cheeks. He was not good at his job.
No. He was not. Wasn't there a booty cheek a couple months ago regarding him?
Yes.
And someone else?
And it had to do with one Joseph here.
Yeah.
Not you.
Not me. Yeah.
But again, my big thing is this. The Sabres have an opportunity now, but time is going to be running out. It's not on their side, so to say. In the offseason, deals can happen at any point. But when it comes to the draft and using that pick to make that part of a deal, this is the best chance you're going to get, this timeline. I'm not saying fire the general manager if they don't do it, but do something. You have to, because there's no better time than now or a week or so.
Yeah.
Or on Saturday even.
Yeah. It's coming quick.
It's coming quick.
June is flying by very quick.
We're already at the midpoint. We're already here. And that's the terrifying thing. And yet the Buffalo Sabres, they still haven't. But also, the Stanley Cup Final is still going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other part.
They take so long. But if it's a short series, it's done. I don't know. I love the series of playoffs. I love the fact that they can go to Game 7.
I don't like the fact that we're not going to see a Game 7.
Right.
I already hate that.
Right. But I do like the series format, right? But I can never... People have said, why does the NFL go to series format? I feel like that'd be so much more interesting to watch. Can you really expect back-to-back-to-back-to-back NFL games to be played? No, absolutely not.
Not to mention, the other part of it is, hockey is a physical sport.
Mm-hmm. It's not solely built on contact, though.
It is not solely built on contact. And there are positions in football where you are hitting someone every play.
The guards and the tackles. Look at them.
Your offensive and defensive line
is
hitting someone every play.
There's no way you make it through a week's worth every day pretty much. Seven games in a row with and then move on to another series with your same line.
You can't even do that. You can't even do a best of three.
No. You'd have to play flag football in order for that to happen.
Nobody wants that.
No. The Olympics are already doing it.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
We could see that on a grand stage, and I would actually...
That'd be kind of interesting. I feel like I would tune in for that, you know? But that's not for a little while. But yeah, you would not be able to have a series format with the NFL. No way.
So as the Stanley Cup Final very boringly gets itself wrapped up, then our attention will be able to truly shift to what can the Sabres do when it comes to a move. So as much as I'm lamenting the boring series that we're getting for the result,
just get it done.
I guess no, I don't want to just get it done. I want more hockey. I do. Selfishly, I want more hockey. But at the same time, I at least know what I can do once that happens. Once they finally put the last nail in the coffin here, or there's a historic collapse. So either I shift my attention to the Sabres and where their offseason move is going to happen, or I look for the historic up 3-0 in the Stanley Cup Final collapse.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that I can accept.
Yeah. What would a historic... I mean...
Losing the series.
Losing, yeah, completely.
Losing the next four games.
Mm-hmm.
Which, when you look at how these games have played, there's no way.
No.
There's no way that
Florida's got them. That's just where it is. It's the same thing with Boston. Yeah, they lost to the Mavericks last night. Mark Cuban's happy after one game.
Yeah.
But that does, there's no way.
But five
Dallas
games
is winning
still.
That. Yeah.
I don't think Mark Cuban is still.
Series. He's involved, but he's not the majority owner anymore like he was before.
Ew.
He's the face when it comes to ownership still.
Yes. Yeah. But he's not the majority, I don't think, anymore.
But again.
Had to focus on the tank.
My big thing is this, though. I can't. Like, I hate short series for finals.
It just takes the fun out of it.
Takes the fun out of it.
Seeing a game go from game 6 to game 7, you're like, oh my God, like this is it, sudden death.
Or even going to game 6 is a different animal than...
Just 5 and quick and out.
Yeah.
When was the last interesting Stanley Cup final? 2019? Bruins...
All the good games...
Bruins, Blues? That's probably the last time there was a good Stanley Cup final.
How many? What was Vegas last year?
Vegas was five.
Five again.
Five, and then
which
last.
Again, thanks, Florida.
Yeah.
And then last make that year, a boring series the other way.
I think last year, 2 years ago, was the bubble one where it was Tampa Bay
Lightning.
And Montreal.
Yeah.
That was
no
atrocious.
2 years ago was actually a 6-game series. It was Tampa Bay, Colorado.
Yeah.
In 2022.
So that one. Oh, went
I would call that. I would call that a good series.
All the good games, the good series in this Stanley Cup playoff, have happened earlier. Boston, right? Like teams that are no longer there.
Speaking of Boston, by the way, now that like once you asked that question, Evan, of like when's the last
you
like,
dove in?
I dove in. The last two series of the Stanley Cup final that went 7 games have involved the Boston Bruins.
Mm-hmm.
Why
am I not surprised?
2011 and 2019.
Really? What?
A lot of them have been ending in six. Okay. That's with the rare fives.
Here's the thing. I can accept a 6-game series. It wouldn't bother me. Obviously, like you're saying, I feel like, to me, I don't mind sweeps like if it's in the early rounds, because that's when you're supposed to expect the sweeps. The better team is going up against the inferior team.
You'd rather have like a 4-and-out than a 5-game?
Like, no, I want to win at least somewhere.
I know that. I'm saying you win the four games.
Like when it gets to the championship series, this is like the best of the best. I expect, you know, it to be back and forth. I don't expect domination. Like I remember it was 2-1 after, you know, in the second period for the for game three, and then all of a sudden I'm coming home and I see, oh, the Panthers won 4-1. I'm like, what?
All right, you want more Stanley Cup final random facts?
Sure. What you got?
In the run of 2019, 2020, and 2021, there was an interim head coach each time involved in the Stanley Cup final.
Did they end up with head coaching positions on that team the next season?
Yes.
Okay, good.
One of them won the cup. It was Craig Berube in 2019.
Yeah.
Now the Maple Leafs head coach. Rick Bowness, who has now since retired with Dallas before he went to Winnipeg and then retired.
Hmm.
Dominique Ducharme with Montreal before having to be replaced by Martin St-Louis because he was not actually good at his job. And Carey Price carried them to a Stanley Cup final.
Mm-hmm. God, I love hockey last names. So much more fun to read and talk about than NFL ones. Not so, American.
Yeah. Like, looking at this, though, I'm very interested to see, like, they don't oftentimes go to 7 games in a Stanley Cup final in recent history, but it's oftentimes a lot of 6-game series.
Right, so a longer series, I
longer
guess.
Series yeah. is 6 games. That said,
a little more back and forth.
3 of the last 6 have also been 5-game sets.
Mm-hmm.
Washington beating Vegas. Tampa beating the Canadiens. And then last year.
When is the next game played?
The last sweep we've had was 1998.
Who was it?
That was Detroit and Washington, right?
That is correct.
Wasn't there like three straight cup finals where there were sweeps? Or 4 straight? I heard Jeremy and Joe talking about this earlier in the week.
Yeah, it was. That was the last of them, that 98. Where the Detroit Red Wings had back-to-back sweeps, by the way. Way to make things exciting, guys. Colorado swept Florida, and the Devils had swept the Wings. So, yeah, there was a stretch between 1995 and 1998 where whoever won game one won all the games. And that was it. So,
how interesting.
So, yeah, the last sweep was in 1998. This is the water that you're treading on, Edmonton. Don't screw it up. The Montreal Canadiens will have won more Stanley Cup final games than you in recent history.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Considering where the state of these two teams are, get it fixed.
Figure it out.
Get somewhere. Get me to at least 6 games. Because when it comes to representation, though, in the cup final, the last team to win a game in the Stanley Cup final was Montreal, but the last team to win more than one was Vancouver in 2011. And I'm talking about multiple games in the Stanley Cup final, not even winning the dang cup. That's 94. Also belonging to Montreal. So there you go. Random cup final facts for you.
94. That was Vancouver and New York.
Oh, excuse me. 93 was the last time a Canadian team won the cup.
Don't ask me why I remember this. I have no social life, so I watch history of sports.
Well, there you go. And I gave you some history in this sport. So, Edmonton, try not to do something that hasn't been done since 1998. Please,
try,
thank you. You're welcome.
I don't know if they'll succeed. I think it'll happen. I'm going to be honest.
By the way, this is going to be for the next segment now. Just the state of hockey in itself. If the Florida Panthers sweep the Edmonton Oilers,
are relocate,
teams,
sell.
No, ready? Are teams willing to shell out $10 million per season for a goaltender again? We'll answer that next segment here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, Evans on the board. You're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.